Start with the truth.
Unique title or angle?
Is it believable?
Write something you care about.
Hey, Songtown, I'm Clay Mills. Welcome. I'm here with Marty Dotson.
Come on.
We're going to talk about five things that can help you write a great song every time you sit down to write. So, Hemingway, I believe.
He got us in trouble before.
He did.
He did,
He did get us in trouble before.
Hemingway quotes can get us in trouble. But go ahead. You're in
deep
now.
Ever since you said that, write drunk, edit sober, and we got comments about, does Marty have a drinking problem? Then we did another podcast where you said something about mushrooms, and people were writing saying, I knew Marty was doing mushrooms.
Wow. Yeah. See, it all started with Hemingway.
No, five tips so that every time you sit down, you can write a great song. I think for me, Hemingway, he's great for these quotes. He said that start with one true sentence. He said every time he sits down to write, he wants to write, just find that one true sentence. Because if he does that, then it's like this magical door opens up and the ideas start coming in. But if he doesn't start from that place of real, from that place of truth, then it's hard to move past that. You know, Paul Simon also said one time I read, he was like, you know, it's easier to start with the truth than to try to cover your tracks later, you know. Yeah. So he's a big believer in that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that as well. You know, one of the exercises we have people do a lot is write down five things you'd really like to say to someone in your life.
Yeah.
We're asking you to find your truth, you know. What are the things you have on your heart that you want to say? And I think that's crucial to writing a great song. The next one, a unique title or angle. I have had hits that weren't great titles. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had one that wasn't a great angle.
Yes.
You know, must be doing something right. Not a great title, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, we say not a great title, but you mean the title standing alone, it's just a common phrase.
Right.
So it doesn't mean it's not a great title once you put the angle behind it.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. And well, I mean, it's still not just the phrase itself is not spectacular, you know, as opposed to maybe a song, you know, I want to thank everyone who ever told me no, or everybody wants to go to heaven, nobody wants to go now. Those are more interesting titles. So in any case, I think it's super important to find that angle. And we've got a course on Songtown called What's Your Angle that really goes into my process for how to do that. But I think I'm always trying to find that nugget of truth in my title and in my angle that the most people are going to relate to, but that's also going to be really interesting. Maybe it's said in a way they've never heard it, but they go, oh yeah, that's how I feel, you know, that kind of thing. So I think it's really crucial to have a title that's interesting, but also more importantly, to have that angle that's really unique and applies to a lot of people. A lot of people are going to relate to it.
Yeah, and especially if you're a songwriter and you're trying to pitch your song and get an artist to record that, or you're trying to get a publisher to sign you to a publishing deal, when they're looking at the five songs that you've sent them and they're all boring titles, you know, that it's very hard to get that. It's like the magic key to a door. Yeah. If you have a great idea, then an artist is going to go, what's this about? And that's what you want. You're like, what is this song about? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe after you've had 15 hits, you can write What's Going On. And people will go, okay, they'll forget it was a hit many years ago, mm-hmm. and you can have another hit with it.
Right.
But for mere mortals, we've got to write something cool and different that will get people interested today. And a title is the first line of defense. You know? You don't have to have a great title to get a cut, but man, will it get attention for your song at every step of the way if you have a great title.
Yeah, and these days, most of the pitching is going on by email. And so what you're up against is they're looking through, like, man, I got 100 emails today. Oh, that sounds interesting. This one sounds interesting. You know, and so the first step you have to get through is that they have to open your email, you know? And if you don't have an interesting title, that's a little more challenging. If they open it anyway and they listen and there's not an interesting title and there's not an interesting angle, it's not going to happen. You know, they're just going to say, I've heard this a million times, move on to the next one.
You want that first thing to be the title. Then you got to keep them with the opening line. Then you got, like, there's all these steps, but the title's the first step. Also, I think another important thing for writing a great song is believability.
Yeah.
You know, I hear a lot of songs that have a lot of promise, but when you get to that fourth line of the verse or the second line of the chorus, you're going like, I'm not buying this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it doesn't ring true.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not talking about believability in the sense that, oh, this really happened in real life. You know, it's more a subtle thing. It's, does it sound clever, you know, or does it sound
cheesy,
believable?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you go, oh, that's a clever line. And, you know, it's a great line, but it doesn't have any heart. It doesn't have any feeling. So I want it to have feeling. I want to feel like I'm really hearing a conversation between the songwriter or the singer and the listener. And it has to feel like a real conversation. Once you take me out of that and you've, oh, that's the most clever line I've ever written in my life. Well, it sounds like a song, not a conversation, not a feeling.
One of the ways I judge my own writing is like, if it sounds like a pickup line, I know it's not believable. So like if I walk up to my wife and I go, how did it feel when you fell out of heaven? You know, she's going to go, dude, try a little harder.
But it's got nice alliteration.
Yeah.
How does it feel when you fell out of heaven?
Yep. But if I go up to her and I say, you just look beautiful tonight, she's going to go, oh, you know, that I feel that, you know, because that feels real. Doesn't feel like something I'm manufactured to try to be funny or clever and that kind of thing. And, you know, if I was writing a song and I said, without you, my kidneys wouldn't function. You know, the person listening to this is going to be like, what?
We've got to start the video off with that. Without you, my kidneys wouldn't function.
You know?
I'm not buying it.
You're not?
No, you only need one kidney.
That's true. Man, I got to work harder on it. Well, my next one, a tip for writing a great song, is to write something you care about.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much harder to write something that you're just manufacturing and it's just fiction. Back to that idea of the exercise of writing down five things you want to say to somebody in your life. You know, you're starting with truth and you're starting with something you care about. And that's where most great songs come from, I think, you know. And if you are an amazing songwriter, that, you know, you can write something that's completely fictional and it would work sometimes. But you're probably, your core of your success is going to be things that you really care about.
Yeah. So are you saying you can't write a song about something that you personally never experienced?
No, I'm saying it's harder.
Right.
And an example would be my friend Angelina Presley one time played me a song called Tennessee. Or she gave me her album. And I had to pull off the road because this song was making me cry. It was about a foster kid and all the things they went through and misbehaving in the foster home so they maybe would get sent back to their parent. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, she knows so much inside info on this. It has to be her story. So I called her and I was like, this song really moved me. Was that you? And she said, no, I was a social worker and it was one of my kids.
Right.
And so I kind of look at it as like, to be authentic in something like that, it almost has to be your story or a story you were adjacent to, you know, like a story you went through with someone else or, you know, that someone else inside the story told you about. Right. She has another song on that record called Knocked Up, talking about getting pregnant when she was young and didn't have any money. She was like, no, that one's me, you know. So, but both of those songs were authentic. But there were things that she cared about, and one was her experience, one was something she was close to.
Yeah, and even if you didn't go through a particular situation, maybe you've read about it, you can still find the believable human emotions, and you can still connect with people on an emotional level. I think believability is less about clever intellect and headlines, and it's more about coming from the heart, touching emotions that you feel, sharing those emotions with the audience that they know how to feel. So you don't have to always have lived the story, but you've got to be able to bring it to an emotional level where people really get it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So what's number five?
Number five, Marty, my favorite. I've heard so many potentially great songs that have some technical mistakes in them that it just sinks the whole song, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think part of the big part of number five is going to be to study a little bit about the craft, you know?
Or study a lot about the craft.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a lifelong journey. I wake up every day trying to be a better songwriter. But I think that there's just some basic mistakes that hold a lot of songs back. You might luck out your first song or your first 10 songs and do some things right, and people get excited and like, yeah, this is great. But I don't think you can write for the long haul and not really understand how to avoid mistakes and don't understand the technical craft of it. Because eventually you're going to fall into a rut where you're making mistakes and you got to know how to get out of it. So just do a little of your homework and start studying the craft. Listen to great songs. Listen to great writers. If you're in Songtown, we can definitely teach you. We have a lot of courses. We can help you out with that. But regardless of where you are, just waking up every day with that enthusiasm of, I want to learn something today about being a better songwriter.
Yeah. Can I add number 5.5?
Yeah.
Give them a little bonus.
Okay.
We promised 5 and you're getting 5.5. I think clarity lack of clarity is one of the biggest killers. And it's kind of what you're talking about. But I think songwriters, we tend to like try to write to impress and make other people go, what a cool rhyme, or, oh, that's a cool line. And a lot of times the clarity of the message gets completely lost in that. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I encourage people to do is like make clarity the most important thing and write clearly what you want to say. And then if you need to go back and make it a little more interesting, do that. But then you've got that clarity and you got a story that people are going to understand, because it doesn't matter how great your message is if nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that kind of feeds into the believability of it all too. If you're writing to impress, that's going to take away from the believability of your tune a lot of times. Hey, thank you, Sweetwater, for being our sponsor. If you guys need any musical gear, check them out. I've used them for 20 plus years. I know Marty has too. Check out the show notes below. We have books on songwriting. We have a wonderful community, songtown.com. Thousands of songwriters all over the world that share, support each other, write with each other, help each other get cuts. It's a great community, so check it out.
See you soon.
Cheers.